Sometimes when that happens, we might get upset. We might get upset and we start thinking, oh, I can't meditate. And you start complaining, and you start whinging, and you start whining. And when you start doing that in your meditation practice, what you're doing is you're just adding a lot of negativity to the experience. And, you know, the Buddha talked about the practice is trying to overcome these unwholesome states of mind. And, you know, that negativity, if you think about it, it can lead on to having like a dislike or a discontent towards this practice of meditation. And I think that's one of the reasons why when people come to learn how to meditate, if they come with the wrong attitude, then they don't get what they're coming in for. So they try it for a little bit, they get disappointed, and they stop. And that's, you know, you're kind of sad to see, because if you give your time and energy to this practice, then you can, you know, you'll experience the results that it can give you, you know, the peace and happiness that you're looking for. So you're trying to just be content without discriminating with whatever's going on in your mind. And it's like being, you're just watching the mind and seeing how it works and being patient and giving the meditation time to grow. And you'll start to see that, yes, the mind may be restless, yes, the mind may be tired, but there comes a point when the mind becomes peaceful, when the mind becomes quiet. And because, you're just sitting there and you're just observing what is happening, and you start to see that, within this own mind, you can find a sense of peace, like a sense of contentment, a sense of happiness, and that's something which is, fulfill your spiritual desires, you could say. It sort of makes you feel good about yourself, makes you feel happy, and that's the reason why we come here, to learn that and to experience it. And it just all comes from being able to be content in this moment without discriminating, because when you start to discriminate, when you start to fault find, that just adds a lot of negativity into this practice. So just take away that negativity, take away that fault finding, and be like an observer, and just to see your mind for what it is, because this mind really, it does have two parts. It does have like the negative and the positive. And if you just give yourself time to be able to just travel within your mind to see what it has to offer, you know, be patient, see what your mind can give you, be an observer. And it's sort of like, you know, when you're living out in the world, you observe the world and you see things that you like or dislike. You might see like a fancy car, and it sort of tickles your fancy, so you go out and buy it. Or you might walk somewhere down the street, and it's like a dark alleyway, and people go there and they urinate and it stinks and it's really bad, and that's something you dislike, so you like stay away from it. And this is the experience that life gives you. It gives you, your mind has like the intelligence to know what is good and what is bad, and we naturally gravitate to, you know, what we want to. And as a meditator, we try to gravitate to the peace, to the stillness, and to the silence. And the only way we can do that is if we know it for ourselves. And that knowledge, you know, that experience just comes from being able to just sit quietly and to just watch your mind and to see what your mind can give you. And then after time, you start to understand your mind a lot better, and you start to understand what your mind can offer you. And it's sort of like, in a sense, say you're traveling somewhere, you're at your home and you're going to a new place, you know, it takes a while to navigate there before, you know, Google Maps Now with Google Maps, you just like type the thing in and you're just there already. But in the past, you had to like look in the map, and then sometimes you might get lost. You turn down the wrong street, and then you know it takes a while for you to get to your destination. But once you get there, you know where you are. And then if you do it time and time again, it'll be a lot easier for you to get to your destination, to the point where it sort of like becomes automatic. And in the same way, when you're meditating and you're searching for peace, you're sitting there and you're watching the mind, and the mind comes up with all different types of things, and then one day peace, you know, it arrives and you see it. And then you see it, then you understand, oh, okay, this is what peace is. You know, this is what it feels like. And then you ask yourself, how did I get here? And then your mind will tell you, okay, yeah, this is what I was being a good person, and I was kind to my, you know, the people that I was living with. I was living, keeping the precepts, and I was content with, you know, the life that I was living. And that was like the cause of me getting to this peace. So when you're meditating, you do get the experience of peace, but then you have to also ask yourself, how did I get there? And once you understand how to get there, it will be a lot easier to find it. And a good example is when you think about the great masters. And I remember just reading a book from Ajahn Chah, and you can just imagine how great his meditation was. He developed his mind to the point where he can just sit down and just get deep meditation. He didn't have to do anything. And he was asked the question, how do you prepare your mind for the meditation practice? And Ajahn Chah says, I don't do anything. I just sit down, and then the mind just goes there. And when you think about that, you can understand that yes, he can get deep meditation easily, but it was through all the years of the meditation practice, from investigating his mind, from understanding how his mind worked, the things that he had to do or just, you know, tweak to be able to get, you know, a deep meditation. It just took him years, but it got to the point where it was just like really easy. It was almost automatic. So in the same way, you know, we're trying to do that when we're like learning how to meditate, or when we're just pursuing this path of meditation. It's just to, be people who are, you know, you're using your intellect, you're investigating, and you're asking the right questions, and just know that the reason why you're meditating is to find peace and find inner happiness. And then through these teachings and tips that you learn from your different teachers, you know, they help you along the way. And then, you know, in a sense, yeah, you come here to learn how to meditation, but ultimately you find your own way to peace and to happiness. So yeah, so we can start meditating.
Okay, does anybody have any questions?
No. Okay.
So, no? Anybody? No? Okay. Eco from Germany. I really have this wanting to experience happiness, peace, and contentment, but I am desperate because I cannot feel it. What shall I do to end this desperation? Can I stop the wanting? Well, Eco, my advice for you is to just continue on meditating and try to live a life as a good Buddhist and, you know, never give up, because as a monk, life is not difficult. You can imagine the kind of lifestyle that we live. We live away from the world, away from our families, away from all the desires and wants from the world. And because of that, life can be tough as a monk, but, you know, we persist. We continue to practice. We meditate a lot. And then eventually we start to find, you know, the peace and contentment that we're looking for. So my advice to you is to just never give up and just keep on going, keep on trying, and then you never know. One day you may find that peace and happiness. So the next question is Emily from TX. When practicing mindfulness meditation, I have this feeling of I am going to have an anxiety attack, although I'm calm. How do I cope with this? Thank you. So anxiety attacks. Yeah, well, I don't really know, because I don't suffer from anxiety attacks. But I think with all things, you know, when you look at the Buddhist teachings of like the five hindrances, you know, desire, restlessness, ill will, sloth and torpor, self-doubt, you can see that these objects or things that arise in the mind, and you could pretty much say the same thing about like depression and anxieties and things like that, that they are just things that come and go within your own mind. And you know, from a meditator's perspective, when you're sitting and meditating, you're saying that you're feeling calm when you think you're going to have an anxiety attack. I think that is the right approach, is to just be calm within that state of mind, and have the attitude of, like, instead of trying to get rid of it and not wanting it there, just say to yourself, oh, you know, this is interesting. You know, this is what, like, anxiety feels like. And then you sort of, like, get to know it and understand it, and it becomes a lot more easier to live with. You can accept it more as, like, a part of your personality makeup. I mean, you know, in the same way, when we're meditating and we have like a restless mind, and sometimes we try to get rid of it, we don't want it there, and you know, not wanting it there, trying to get rid of it, it just makes the meditation that much more difficult. So instead, you know, we say to ourselves, okay, this is what a restless mind feels like. This is how, you know, it's interesting that this mind state has arisen, and, you know, you get to know, you get to understand it, and it becomes a lot easier to live with. And like with all things, you know, the Buddha said things are impermanent. They come and go. They don't last forever. So, you know, this feeling of the anxiety that may come up, just understand if you wait long enough, if you're in the moment, these, you know, feelings will like slowly disappear and you know, fade away. Okay, so Wolf Fram from Germany with chronic pain and nausea. I can only meditate lying down. I can relax the symptoms but never can get a deeper stage. I'm always stuck calming down. Please advise. Yeah, it's kind of, you know, interesting how meditation can have a positive effect on people. I remember when I was chaperoning one of the senior monks, and this lady, I think, who was like suffering from, like she was shaking, like Parkinson's or something like that, and she tried everything to get rid of it, medication, therapy and all that kind of thing. And she came across meditation practice, and she said through the practice of meditation, it actually helped her, you know, stop the shaking, you know, when she would meditate. So that meditation had like a positive effect on her body, and just, you know, being able to calm the mind down, you know, has that effect. And with the chronic pain that this person and nausea that he's experiencing, you know, wanting to get to a deeper state of meditation. I mean, yeah, it's all very nice to be able to get the deep states of meditations, you know, the nimittas and the jhanas, but that is important at the later stages of the path if you want to see the Dhamma. But in order to get there, you have to learn how to be content and just be patient and just allow the process to develop and mature. So you say you can never get deeper stage, and the truth is deep meditation is very difficult, and it's not an easy thing to do. And if you were to do a survey and go around and ask all the meditators in the world, have you had deep meditation before? A lot of them would probably say, a lot of them would say no. And that's the truth of it. You know, meditation is difficult enough, and getting deep meditation, that's even more difficult. So all I can say is just, you know, be content, be happy where you are, and just allow the mind to mature. You know, it's like a tree grows naturally and it needs time. You know, a big tree doesn't just pop there overnight. And in the same way with the mind, if you want a peaceful, still, calm mind, it doesn't happen, you know, overnight. It doesn't happen with a special teaching. You just have to give it time. You have to give it years before, you know, things like that start to happen. So yeah, that's my advice. You have to keep it real sometimes. Okay. Any more questions? Comments? Okay, finish. Yeah. Just bow and just pay respects to the Buddha if you want to.